Very interesting. I think a lot of us have some type of a mindset that, you know, we want to be heroes, we want to save the patient, and we want to so by doing a procedure and avoiding the root canal and avoiding, you know, having the patient pay us whatever you said it is, anywhere 500, 600, 1,000, whatever, we're the dentist kind of becomes the hero. They didn't have to do that procedure, and we're looking at the pulp as sacred or something, and if we can absolutely avoid it, that's great. But I see your point too, because a lot of these large restorations are going to come back to haunt the patient and the dentist, of course, you know, within a short amount of time. So I think what you're saying is do the endo if there's any question. Is that right?
I really am, but I do have I do have some suggestions as far as scripting and conversations that a general dentist should have with their patients about teeth that they're restoring in relation to endo. Because this, I can tell you that early on in my career, one problem I used to have is that I was pretty good at communicating to a patient the need to save a tooth, and I might have a patient come in with a mouthful of caries and one big bombed out tooth, and I was really good at talking that patient into keeping the tooth. But what would happen is I would treatment plan them to do a root canal, and I would do a root canal in the tooth, and then they would disappear because basically I used up all the money they had set aside for all of their dentistry. They would do the root canal, and I would see them again for 6 months in Griffin, Georgia, sometimes 6 years, and they'd come back, and I'd look at a beautiful root canal still there, but the crown of the tooth is gone.
Oh, yeah.
So they lose the tooth anyway.
Yeah.
So one huge suggestion I have in every case, 100% of the time, that you treatment plan the entire restorative work that's going to be necessary with the tooth you're doing, along with the root canal in that tooth, so that you inform the patient at the very beginning that their commitment, if they want to keep the tooth, is to have the root canal, or you can call it nerve treatment to avoid having to use that phrase in front of the patient, that to treat the nerve and then to totally build the tooth back up, build the foundation of the tooth up, and then give it a protective cap or crown over it to make the tooth as strong as ever. So the hardest thing in the world was understanding the importance of that, and that the scripting may now look like this if you have a patient like I just described that has a lot of caries and one really, really bombed out tooth, is you need to go to the patient and say, Dave, as far as this tooth goes, if you want to keep the tooth and keep it as healthy as the strongest tooth you have in the mouth, it's going to require a commitment of doing the nerve treatment, the foundation filling, and then putting a cap or crown over it in order to get it strong. So you'll be looking at investing maybe around $2,100 over a 30-day period. And then you just need to shut up. I mean, you can't prejudge the patient. You don't know. But if the response from the patient is, oh, Dr. Goldstein, there's no way I'll be able to do that. Maybe I can borrow from my brother Rich, but I doubt it. So if the response is that you know there's no way that the patient can afford to have the treatment done, then I suggest you do the best you can to turn it into a positive. Don't do the root canal just to have the tooth not restored and have the patient lose the tooth. You know what? Dye studies have shown that if you don't restore a tooth that's had a root canal, within 30 days they found micro leakage going from the coronal part of a tooth down to the apical region after it's had a root canal. It takes is 30 days of exposure. So it's extremely important that the patient commit to the restorative work immediately so that there's no question that they're going to do everything that's necessary to make that tooth strong again. So in this case, you can still turn it into a positive. And I've done this many, many times. And I recommend that you basically tell the patient, you know what, in this situation, it sounds like it might be better to have the tooth removed, but let's turn this around. Let's take that $2,000, $2,100, whatever it would have been, let's turn into a positive by taking that money that we were going to invest in that treatment, and let's use that to treat as many other teeth in your mouth as we can to try to get your problems under control. So get a commitment from the patient that if they can't afford that much money on one tooth, that we're going to give up on that tooth, but let's invest that much or whatever they can afford on trying to get to problems earlier to prevent it from getting to that stage.